In other legal news, the Barnes Foundation, a boutique museum in the Philadelphia suburb of Marion, is today back in court. The Barnes Foundation has been feuding for years with its neighbors over strict limits on how many people can visit the private art collection. But now those neighbors are changing their tune. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
If you drive down Latches Lane toward the Barnes Foundation in Lower Marion, you can't miss them. Black and white signs that seem to be on every lawn. They say the Barnes belongs in Marion.
We ordered 500 of those signs, and we've given out about 475 of them. We only have a few left.
Walter Herman and his wife Nancy have lived across the street from the Barnes Foundation for over 30 years. Nancy Herman says the neighbors have just one problem with the Barnes: traffic.
For a long time, we had four or five tour buses idling for hours, so the diesel fumes were spewing all over our front lawns. That was the main problem.
Right now, under rules imposed by the township, the Barnes can have only 1,200 visitors a week. Tour buses are forbidden, and the galleries must close on weekends during the summer. The foundation says it can't survive under those conditions, and it's seeking court permission to move its multi-billion-dollar art collection to downtown Philadelphia. In January, Judge Stanley Ott, who will rule on the Barnes' request, described the neighbors' behavior as, quote, hostility bordering on hysteria. That's when the Hermans decided to make their signs, and the commissioners of Lower Marion Township passed a resolution encouraging the Barnes Foundation to stay, says Commissioner James Edelson.
There is a genuine concern that the township is in danger of losing a very, very strong treasure, and frankly, I think it's something we all realize.
But Barnes CEO Kimberly Camp is skeptical, especially since the rules are still in place.
The same day we got the copy of the resolution, I got a complaint from the township about our private road. There's an inconsistency in the actions of people in the township, and it doesn't really match what's going on right now.
The Barnes and some of its neighbors, including the Hermans, are still locked in litigation over $400,000 in legal fees. In the 1990s, under then Barnes board chair Richard Glanton, the foundation sued the neighbors and the Lower Marion Township commissioners for racism. Although the suit was dismissed, the bad blood has lingered on both sides. But engineer William Wormuth may have an answer. Wormuth is familiar with the property, and he's proposing that the Barnes could acquire adjacent land in order to build a new parking lot and access road to nearby City Avenue.
That would get all the traffic and buses off of Latches Lane. Everyone would use City Avenue, and I think it would work for the neighbors and Barnes.
But that would cost money, something the Barnes Foundation doesn't have, says CEO Kimberly Camp.
The idea that we could be able to buy land, build a road, build a parking lot, when we're trying to make ends meet to operate, is really ludicrous. The township wants to come up with the millions of dollars it would take, that'd be great.
The Pew Charitable Trusts, the Lenfest Foundation, and the Annenberg Foundation have promised to raise $150 million for the Barnes, but only if the art moves to a new gallery downtown. Joseph Manco, the president of the Lower Marion Township Board of Commissioners, has come up with a solution of his own, that the foundation's art school remains in Marion, while some of the paintings wind up downtown.
If the foundations could see a win-win with perhaps two locations, with educational remaining in a viable way here and the attraction for tourism there, and they were willing to be able to make sure that there was financial stability here as well, that would be obviously a big part of it.
That would still violate the trust that established the foundation. Judge Stanley Ott is considering the Barnes Foundation's proposal to modify that trust. The hearing could run several weeks. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.